the next time I went, got to Pentonville, it was like a market. There was all little wooden huts up and canvas huts, and everywhere you went, like, you could have a bowl of soup or you could have tea. Well, the day we went up there, there was nothing. You got up there 3 days later and there was everything. You could have had what you liked, you know, sandwiches, tea, and it was just all the way along there.
Were these commercial people, or were they actually...
No.
Social groups,
aren't they? Yeah, no, it was no commercial people there. It was like, it was all out of the labour movement at some level or the other. Yeah. And you just, you went in, if you had a cup of tea, you... they just said, sort of, bung something in the hat so that we can buy some more, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, or soup. And even there was people who lived handy to Pentonville who, you know, was inviting people to stay round their houses for the night and all that, you know what I mean?
These were the squatters?
Well, yeah, a lot of them were squatters, yeah. And, of course, outside Pentonville, like, the numbers really built up there. I mean, nothing could move along Pentonville Road, Caledonian Road. Nothing could move along there. I'll never get it. This bus come along, and this must have only been in the first few days, and it couldn't get through, because geezers was slagging the bus driver, and the, you ought to fucking be out here, like, you know, this, that, and the other. Anyway, the bus driver, he said, well, fuck it, yeah. He said, you're right. He said, I'm out now. And I'll never forget, they got him out and carried him all around. Everyone was cheering. They left the bus there, but he wasn't there 2 minutes before, like, the bonnet was up, everything was ripped out of it, the fucking tyres was let down. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.